Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Diffenderfer is our guest. Bill Diffenderfer, just like it sounds, two F's in the front, two F's in the back, and he's the co-founder and executive chairman of Silvercar, one of the startups that he's created over the years very successfully. He's also an author, an outstanding author. His new book is called Quantum Times, and it's a novel that's about the impact of technology over our lives and us over it over the next several years. The near future, though, right, Bill?
Yes, the near future. This is not a far future book. This is really what's happening tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it could happen later today, a lot of it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, when you say tomorrow, I mean tomorrow, sometimes people think, yeah, a year from now, but some of this stuff could happen at the end of the day. And so, all right, so talk to us about why you think this is important, that why would people who use technology in the performance of their job or their work, why would they need to know about this novel?
Well, here's why it's important. And it goes in part, as you said, to the book you're also working on. And that is that if you look at how fast technology has been developing over the last 30 years, you look at the changes in biology, the changes in our understanding of disease, the creation of dangerous mutant possibilities, the technology that's going into our weaponry, you know, nuclear proliferation. You look at all of that, and you go, wow, that just happened in the last 30 years. But the next 30 years is going to move at a far faster pace of growth.
Mm-hmm.
The technology change is accelerating. So that the technology change over the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years is going to be so enormous. It's going to put so much force into our planet that people with global terrorist ideas, rogue countries, they're going to have far more power, literally potential to destroy things. The terrorist today that has a Stinger missile could have a nuclear armed Stinger missile to shoot into
in the back of his car,
and nobody would be able to see it. Exactly, and that is going to exist in the next probably 5-10 years, and maybe sooner. Maybe it already exists. So unless we face the challenges associated with accelerating technology growth, our country and our world literally can be destroyed.
Well, and it's not just the terrorism, the danger, the damage might not even come from a terrorist. It might come from some person in the financial industry. We've already seen some of this, Bill.
That's exactly right.
And to me, the essence of this, the crux of all this, and you do a great job of this in the book, is that we're analog beings increasingly emerging into an increasingly all-digital world. And the analog part of us is really, I'm not sure we're ready for as much digital technology as analog beings as we think we are. What do you think?
Well, exactly. We basically have old-fashioned ways of thinking into a totally new developed world that our minds have not caught up to yet.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like we think about toys that are age appropriate for children.
Right.
You know, a 7-year-old shouldn't have a 12-year-old toy, right? We wouldn't give a 7-year-old child a BB gun, right? We might give a 12-year-old boy or a girl a BB gun, but not a 7-year-old. Well, I think as analog beings, we might not be age appropriate for some of this stuff. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right. And our political systems are certainly not.
That's right. Oh yeah, there's no question about that. Because they're still running politics like we did in the 19th century.
Right. And this is what my book Quantum Times is really written about. It's about how technology is accelerating. It's about how our political systems are not ready for it. how it's hard for us to tell even between who's good and who is evil, because we listen to everybody, and everybody says they're good, and everybody isn't good. There are some people that want to create chaos on this planet, and we listen to them. And we can't tell whether it's the good guys or the bad guys sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's becoming far more dangerous as the technology develops for us to be able to protect ourselves.
In an analog world, which we had in the 20th century, we had mutually assured destruction concept between the big powers that had all the bad stuff. Today, a lot of the bad stuff is in the hands of people who don't care whether they live or die.
Exactly.
Or
that is very dangerous.
Yeah, it's a dangerous situation. So the books available wherever books are sold. Quantum Times.
Right, Amazon, or is the easiest way to get it. You can read the first chapter as you go to Bill Diffenderfer, Quantum Times at Amazon.
Right. How's Silver Car doing these days?
Silver Car is doing great. We're in like 11 major cities. We just opened up in Chicago and New York, and I'm just thrilled. Our customer satisfaction numbers are off the chart.
And this is a company where you have one size car, right? One class of car.
All we have is a silver Audi A4 with $40,000 car at the
right.
same price as Hertz and Avis have their Malibus and Impalas.
Right, right. So check that out, silvercar.com. Hey, Bill, congratulations on the book. It's very provocative, very interesting, and come back real soon.
Thank you very much, Jim. And let's talk about your book, too.
I look forward to it. Bill Diffenderfer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.